to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Finding your voice. Sometimes in discovery of yourself and finding your purpose, we lose our voice along with ourselves. And the voice could be able to speak out for you, to talk out for you, to share. But we don't have a voice. Somewhere along the line, our voice was quieted. And like parrots, we begin to emulate or repeat things that people have told us that was successful. Now, I'm not saying emulation is always wrong. In fact, emulation is the key part of the early growth and development, even for myself. However, we cannot rely on imitation as a shortcut to success. If we do, our success will be hollow and without foundation. In order to add lasting, meaningful value, we must eventually find our own voice. But how do we do that? With the pressures and demands on daily work, it can often be overwhelming simply to deliver on expectations, let alone to try to find some unique way of engaging our day. But it's often in the midst of our work that we will find the best clues to our deepest resonating vocation. The source of both voice and vocation are close to the Latin words vocare, which means to call or invoke. Our voice is a thing that is being called out of us in the midst of our work, in the midst of our journey. It is the underlying why of our passion, even if we never considered it. We must actively search for our voice and a clear path for it to emerge. It is uncovered, not manufactured. It is unearthed, not repeated. We may not even like what we discover at first, but by embracing it, we will position ourselves to occupy the unique space for which we are wired in our purpose. So how do we discover this voice? How do we get the call? How do we make the voice or make the call have a sound? Here are a few questions that'll help you uncover the clues to your voice. So set aside some time with a notebook or a journal to reflect on each question. And I will give you time in between just to think about it as you go through this. The first question, what angers you? Every superhero needs a bad guy. Without one, the superhero has nothing to fight against. There's always a duality to everything. Are there specific things that evoke a compassionate anger within you? This is not about road rage, poor service, or leaving the toilet seat up. We're talking about the systematic things that evoke a desire to intervene in a situation as an act of compassion or rectify a great wrong. We're talking about there are things out in the world that upset you, but to the point that you're so enraged and anger, it takes you out of the place you're supposed to be in, and it takes you to a quiet place. Or it can take you to a loud, inappropriate, not productive place. What angers you? Number two, what makes you cry? Think about the last several instances that caused you to cry. I'd say movies are a fair game. I've noticed that I always tear up while watching stories of the underdogs who overcome incredible odds. This is a clue to me that my greatest work may somehow involve fighting for those who are oppressed or unheard. That's why we call freedom fighters for the creative class. What makes you cry? What have you mastered? Number three. Are there tasks, skills, or opportunities that you have simply mastered and you cannot do without thinking, and you can do without thinking? These low friction activities might give you a clue to ways you can continue pursuing your voice. So the things that you're skilled at, that you have don't have to think about and comes out, could be that something that you could pursue to voice, to give yourself a voice. We learn through action, observation, and then correction. Start with what you do well and work your way towards your goal. What have you mastered? Number four, what gives you hope? What do you look forward to? What great vision do you have for your future and the future of others? Hope is a powerful motivator and can give you a clue to the ways which may be perfect for you to compel others to act. What gives you hope? As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? I often ask my clients this question all the time because it gives me a purview of what they really were or their original self was before all of the community, all of people, all of things, all the situations packed on top of them. We often forget the earlier clues to our voices as we are burdened with the expectations of peers and teachers and parents and eventually the marketplace. But those early days of wonder, the vast expanses of horizon that hinted at limitless possibilities, can give us insight into the deeper seeds of fascination that still resides within us. So, what did or do you want to do when you grow up? If you had all the time in the world and money, what would you do? Number 5. It astounds me how few people have asked this question, and it astounds me how much more few people can arrive at an answer when they do. I believe the lack of resources is the obstacle to our happiness and fulfillment. But for many of us, the limitation has nothing to do with the lack of money or time. The limitation is our fear of falling short of our own perception or the perception of someone else. We point fingers at others because we can't reconcile our own fear of engagement. We don't think about our limitless possibilities because we're afraid of what would happen if we were to get it. If you had all the time and money in the world, what would you do? 6. What would blow your mind? Take an hour to list 40 things that would blow your mind if they happened to you. You'll get to about 15 before you find it difficult. But keep going. List everything that would thrill you if it were to happen, including rational things, business things, travel things, ambitions, hopes, dreams, everything. I've done this a few times. Each time I'd be stretching to think about what I could do. To date, many of the things on my list actually happened. Some, maybe not, but close to. But it's a great way to identify patterns of your motivation. What would blow your mind? What platform do you own? No need to start over. Build from where you are. What platform do you already have for your self-expression? Is it your friends, your family, social media, social gatherings, networking, your office? What platform do you have? What foundation can you build on to begin affecting the kinds of changes you'd like to see? Are you on a board in the community? Are you active in the community? That may be your platform. Never trust someone who says they want to see the world change, but can't affect change in their own neighborhood. What platform do you own? What change would you like to see in the world? If you could identify a single delta, a big change that would be like you see it before you die, what would it be? What would be different about the world because you lived? Even a better question. Don't be afraid to think big, but be specific. You may not be the one to lead this change. You may be able to play a significant role in it, but think big. There are relationships that you already have that can help you think big. The biggest change you and I have are the capacity to make others' lives change. Seven, If you had one day left, how would you spend it? If you knew that you would evaporate at midnight, just like Cinderella's carriage and shoes and clothes, how would you spend that last day on earth? What questions would you ask? Who would you spend your time with? What work would you do? Again, this is an interesting way to begin to identify patterns within your passions, your skills, and your experiences. In order to add lasting, meaningful value, we must eventually find our own voice. People need you. You are not disposable. And you contribute to the rest of us without discretion. So do not abdicate your contribution to this world. If you do, you spend the final days of your life wishing you treated your time here with more purpose. Today, here, now, in this moment, resolve the uncovered voice and begin to act to affect the world. You may be reluctant in the beginning to accept that role you can play, but resolve to engage. I always say die empty, meaning give out of this shell of a body that you've given out that no one ever forgets you. Find your voice.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com. Equal employment opportunities. Text BV Jobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.